So close your eyes for a second. And what are the kinds of alarms that we have set? So one, you know, there's an alarm about worrying about money. Do I have enough money? Well, you know, you can turn that alarm off, because right now you don't need any money, except Sylvia, maybe. But otherwise, close your eyes, you don't need any money right now. So you don't have to have that alarm right this second. Hungry, food alarm. Oh, I gotta eat. Did I get? Okay, well, right now, you can say, you know, I'm not gonna be hungry. Okay, I feel my stomach. It's okay, I don't have to eat. Okay, do I have to take a crap? No. Do I have to piss? No. Am I thirsty? No, those are alarms. No. Do I have to call anybody? If anybody needs me? No. You know, yes. Who's waiting for me? What are the alarms? The money alarm, the time alarm, the what I got to do next alarm, the people that want me alarm, the people that I'm mad at alarm, all these alarms. So imagine walking through your mental house. You know how you turn off the lights? You go in the bathroom, turn upstairs, there's lights in the end. So you're walking around your house. Is there anything I really have to do before I can settle down to this? I have to call any pharmacies? Do I have to answer any emails? Do I have to talk to any patients? Does my family want me? Is there enough money in the bank? Turn off the alarms. One by one by one. That's right. And then you can be here. Now. When your mind is buzzing and it's all over the place and you can't seem to settle down and you want to do things but you can't, turn off the alarms. Look around for the pulse, you know, those red lights, right? You walk through every room of your mental house, the money room and the family room and the friends room and the chores room and the car room and the job, you know, and notice the pulsing red light and turn off the switch. Now it's quiet. Now it's quiet. And now you can breathe. Feel your hands. And there's no alarm going off now, is there? And when all the alarms are quiet, then it's easy to find your inner self. And you might go down some stairs and look for them. And you might hand levitate yourself. You might feel lightness in your fingertips. You might just look in the mirror. However you find your inner self, now that you've turned off all the alarms, you can sit and ask that person how you will use this that we have done together. This thing that we made, this group, this thoughts, how will we use them? Ask that of yourself. Ask yourself about making time to meditate. Think about your day as a journey. And the meditation is a room in a place that you go. The meditation is a place that you go on your daily journey. And you can see that when you get there to the meditation room, all the alarms are off. So ask yourself now that you see whether you'd like to take what's happened here and make it part of your life in an ongoing way. Some of you said you would miss this now, but you found it worthwhile and valuable. So take it with you. Work it out with yourself. Maybe you went down the stairs, maybe you looked into a mirror, maybe you just felt it in the middle of your chest. But the thing we've been doing all this time is getting in touch with that part of ourself that really does know what we're going to do. The part of ourself that really does decide whether it's safe to focus or not, whether it's safe to make commitments and plans and promises. Whether it's safe or comfortable or useful or worthwhile. That part of ourself needs us. They need that outer self. They need the outer self to negotiate with the world. And the inner self is needed to perform in that world. It's the job of the outer to make the world safe for the inner. It's the job of the inner to give the knowledge to the outer so that you can make it safe. So however you're finding that part of you, make that deal, seal that deal, that you're entitled to 10 minutes a day of watching your breath, or 10 minutes a day of visiting your child, or 10 minutes a day of imagining your schedule. That's right. Just understand that you owe yourself some time. You, outer you, owe you, inner you, some of your time of a different sort, of a peaceful sort, of an introspective sort, of a meditational sort. And think about how you can put that in your schedule in a way that will support you and sustain you, inform you and educate you, a commitment to yourself. When you are in touch with this part of you, send it your love and respect. Send it your cooperation, your confidence, your ability to communicate and work with each other. In union there is strength, and in conflict there is only distraction. So take the trouble to find clarity of intention, integration of the different aspects of yourself, so that the planner and the doer, the talker and the feeler, can meet, can be one, can know each other, can spend time pleasantly with each other, can enjoy the task of planning and the comfort of executing, to begin to see your days as a journey, an understandable, comprehensible, reproducible journey. The Monday journey, the Wednesday journey, the Friday journey. Each day different, each day the same. There's only so many ways to get from one place to another, from morning till night. When you're with your inner self, you can discuss this together. You can look at it together. You can see it, you can feel it. The sense of the day coming at you like a slow football turning around in the air, and you reach up to catch it, the perfect stretch for the ball and handling it and reaching it, the perspective of things approaching you. That's right. The train coming down the track, the bus coming down the highway, the bicycle riding down the bike path. Time coming at you in a slow and manageable pace. You can see it coming, and you can feel that grounder, that fly ball, that one hopper. You can feel the ball as it comes to you. So many things, and yet all the same. The ability to focus inside, to turn off the things that concern you long enough to find the parts of you, long enough to make the plans for you, long enough that you can be who you can see yourself to be. Each of us has inside us an ego ideal, a person we think we could be. And we don't have to be there to love ourselves, but we have to be moving there to love ourselves. Think about the alliance you can make with yourself. Think about the finite amount of time that you can value together. It's not an accident that we say spend time and we say spend money. Valuable resource. Pay attention to your attention. Value your time. And work with your inside self to make your time work for you. To see time easily, to understand its flow, to be its friend. Let time be your friend when you visit yourself. So no alarms, and plenty of intention, clarity of intention, integration of wishes. Spend enough time with your inner self that you can truly know each other and form a true alliance. So I thank you all for listening so peacefully to me, for I hope finding your inner self and spending some time. I'm going to take a moment or two of quiet and let you think about the relationship you're going to have with yourself. Firm it up, make it clear, make it warm and loving and cooperative, collaborative, accepting, supportive. You are one. Life is the endless journey to become one with ourselves and henceforth with everyone else. That's right. If my voice has been distracting you, just let it float away. Find yourself again. Create the collaboration you require. That's right. Form in your mind how you will collaborate with your inner self in the month to come, till we meet again. They're always there. Beneath the surface. Waiting for you to send a tendril of awareness. That's right. That's right. Can anyone still feel their hands after all this time? Does your inner self have hands too? Is there, right beneath the surface. And if you didn't find them now, you'll find them later. And if you found them now, you'll find them later. Whenever you find them, you'll be able to work on being with them in the way that you can and should. There is a way to be at one with yourself. Let yourself find that way now and whenever you look. So take a minute or two and review what you've learned. Think about what you've learned in all this time together. That's right. And ask yourself what you'd like to say when you come back. So three, get ready. Two, open your eyes.